Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, my brothers and sisters. Good afternoon. Welcome to another edition of TNJ Radio. I'm in the building with my main man, Jay Wells. How you doing, man?
I'm excellent, bro. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I hope everyone's having a great week.
Absolutely, absolutely. It's a wonderful day here in the city of Detroit. Enjoying this weather, man. It's nice. It's beautiful. And we are just happy to be back with you all once again, talking these solutions and talking about how we can do better for our community. And I hope that, you know, over the course of these months and weeks that we've been doing the show, that you all have been able to take something from it and take a few of these solutions and implement them into your own lives and your own situations. That's ultimately what we aim to do here on TNJ Radio. And so hopefully, you know, that's working out. Today is a topic that we've kind of been, you know, wanting to explore a little bit because once you get to a certain place in life, and it shouldn't even be that, but the higher you climb, so to speak, you start to feel like you're a role model, or you should be a role model. But in actuality, it seems like we as black men and black folks in particular should be role models for each other, our youth in particular, at all times. But it's a subject that I think we wrestle with. And I saw the show kind of spawned from a clip that I saw on YouTube not too long ago from Charles Barkley back in the day when he was talking about how he's not a role model and it's not his job to be a role model and you know, have kids look up to him. And that kind of spawned from LeBron James making that $40 or $41 million commitment to helping kids go to college, which I thought was amazing. And then that made me think about how Michael Jordan is the you know, the antithesis of LeBron James in terms of what I would deem a role model for young people and those guys in particular, because they have a spotlight, and so it's a lot easier for folks to look up for them, young kids, you know, like I said. And so we really wanted to talk about role models in everyday life. You know, it's real easy to say, you know, LeBron is a role model because he gave 40 mil or he gave 41 mil to this, that, and the third charity or what have you. And it's easy to, you know, bang on Charles Barkley for saying he's not a role model when he's a black man that has some cachet and could be making a difference in the community. But we really wanted to talk about everyday folks like you, me, and Wells, and the role that we play in our community's existence in terms of whether or not we're role models. And for starters, I feel like we all have a role to play, thus we're all role models in our own right. You know, the way you carry yourself, the way you go about life, the way you set up everything in your life, everybody has somebody that's watching them. And with that being said, Wells, I want to toss it to you real quick, and then I'll jump back in here. But just personally, do you feel that you're a role model for black folks in general, young kids, things of that sort? Do you feel that you're a role model in general?
It's one of those things, man. It's like you're not really – it's not something you go out and say, hey, I'm a role model, but it's something you have to be cognizant of. It kind of goes back to that thing where the burden of being a black man, you know what I'm saying? It's like certain things that kind of just come with the territory. And you kind of recognize, like, yo, people are always watching. People are watching what you do, how you move. Like, people used to, like, something that was crazy to me, like, when social media first started popping, how people used to talk reckless and be like, yo, man, it's just social media. No, man, it's not. People are watching. You know what I'm saying? Little younger people that grew up under you, people from your neighborhood, people that are, like, friends and family, they all look at you as, like, not necessarily like just something to aspire to be to a certain extent. And that's just when you get to a little bit of something that, again, it's not something that you think is great, but it's just something that's more than what you come from kind of thing. So, yeah, to a certain extent, we all are role models. And it's something, it's a responsibility that we can't run from. And that's why, like you mentioned, the LeBron thing, that's what makes that so dope. He has every opportunity to ignore that because that's no longer his problem. But he goes and makes it his business. You know what I'm saying? Most athletes, entertainers don't even think like that. And so you, that's something, and I'm far from a LeBron fan, but that's something that you respect. And so for me personally, it's like, yeah, I can't do a lot, but what I can do, I'm going to do it. I'm going to try to do it well. I'm going to try to give, I'm going to try to raise money for things, support people that I know are doing things. You know what I'm saying? It's like that's something that we all got to kind of take up, and we got to kind of acknowledge that, yo, people are watching us. So our movements, our actions, we have to do certain things with that in mind. It's like, yeah, it's cool to have fun. You don't have to try to police yourself, but at the same time, you got to keep in mind that people are watching, whether it's friends, family members. It's like something for me personally, it's like I always felt, I always knew because I had younger brothers, and with the age gap I had on them, I knew I had to, like, I had always kind of had it in my head, like, yo, people are watching me. You know what I'm saying? It's like I got these guys looking at me as some, I got to set the trend for what I want them to become, stuff, something for them to do. So that's a responsibility that I kind of put on myself. And as I've matured and kind of gotten to, like, mentoring and things like that, you start seeing, like, yo, man, there's other guys that kind of look at me and look at what I do. And you kind of take pride in people feeling like, hey, man, you inspire me. You motivate me. You know, it's like, how can you not? You start hearing that and you start seeing that from people. It's hard not to enjoy that energy. It's hard not to enjoy that vibe. So it kind of helps you stay in your game. Like, yo, I can't be out here like this. You know what I'm saying? I can't be out here this reckless. I can't move this way anymore. You know what I'm saying? It kind of puts that stuff in your mind. So it's like it makes us all role models, man. It's like, again, it's not something that you just wake up, hey, I'm a role model, but you kind of work into it because within our culture, it's something that's necessary. We need as many positive black images as possible. So that's why it's up to us to take that responsibility and not run from it. I think a lot of guys, and past generations of black men have kind of, like, ducked it. You know what I'm saying? Especially just, like, guys in the community, like, oh, that whole do as I say, not as I do mentality. You know what I'm saying? People don't listen to words anymore. They listen to actions. They watch what you do, and they see how you move, and that's how you kind of put that in the atmosphere. You have to move in a light that people can believe in, they agree with, and that's what kind of helps. That's what I think actions inspire people more than anything else. And when people see you doing certain things, that's what the real role models do. You know what I'm saying? They follow, they create a sense of action within other people. And that's something that I feel like I do and I want to continue to do a good job of. And it's something I continuously want to kind of get better at.
Yeah, man, I agree. It's one of those things where you don't purposefully do it. You kind of have these natural instincts and ethics about you that turn you into a role model. And it's funny because the people that, and this is like no shade at all, but the people that aren't generally role models or will say I'm not a role model usually exhibit behavior that shouldn't be followed consistently anyway. And I'm not fronting like I don't have a ton of bad habits because I do, but point being, it's the totality of it, right? It's the way you treat people. It's the way you go about your business in general that differentiates you from, you know, the ability to be a role model versus the people that say, I'm not a role model, and then really stick to it. And that's kind of one of the things that I find really interesting. And I was looking around, and I was like, what is, like, actually a role model? And the definition of a role model is a person whose behavior, example, or success is or can be emulated by others, especially by young people. And when you look at that and take it for what it's worth, it's literally you just being yourself and treating people in a respectful manner, and then organically people start to follow you. You know, people start to take on that type of mentality of, I like what that brother is doing, I like what that sister is doing, and that's something that I would like to do myself. And then they start to internalize some of the things that you've done. And so I think when you look at it from that vantage point, it makes total sense that you would be a role model, because if you're doing things the right way and you're an example and doing things in a certain manner, then people gravitate towards that. And I think it's really important to, you know, kind of not lose sight of how you can actually, you know, be viewed as a role model. One of the things, though, that I want to hit on and I want to get your opinion on, Wells, is there a such thing as a person, and I want to word this properly, a person who shouldn't be viewed as a role model, you know, whether it be people, you know, growing up in the neighborhood that aren't doing the right things, or do you feel like even those people can be role models and they have some redeeming qualities that can be followed, so to speak?
My brother, for me personally, for the large part, man, those are the only kind of role models I had in my neighborhood and my situation. You know what I'm saying? You think about, it's kind of crazy to have negative images, to use negative images as motivation, but that's something that worked for me. And that's something I saw a lot, just not saying it, like, for many people in our situations, growing up in a community where you're surrounded by guys that are drug dealers, womanizers, doing all types of other stuff, you know what I'm saying? It's like you kind of see, like, I mean, we talked about it on the show before. It's like you kind of see things that aren't what you know, that's not what you want. That's not the life you want to live, and that kind of motivates you to stay away from that. So to a certain extent, depending on your personal mentality, you can kind of, anything can be turned into a learning or to a role model. Anyone can be turned into a role model, whether it's good or bad. But obviously you want to try to avoid that. You don't want those people around. You know what I'm saying? Those aren't the things that you want. You know, that's not a decision you want people to have to make. But as a young person, man, you got to take inspiration and motivation however you can get it. And unfortunately for a lot of young brothers, they kind of get sucked into those type of lifestyles more so than ducking away from them, you know? So it's unfortunate, but yeah, man, those people can be viewed as role models. Because when you think about it, man, any person that has some kind of effect on you, good or bad, you've learned something from them. You know, it's like, and yeah, that's one of the things that we have these guys in the neighborhood that are just, like, literally destroying it. Those are the people that you kind of learn from. You know what I'm saying? Because what are you going to do? It's like, what are you going to do? It's like you're in a situation where you have to see this person. You have to deal with this person. So hopefully you have enough other people around you to kind of say, hey, man, look, you don't want to be like that. You don't want to do that. And like I always say, like, again, something else we've always talked about on the show, it's like the guys that were really in the street dudes don't mess with non-street dudes. They know who's in and they know who's out. You know, it's like they don't really just go around messing with dudes. So it's kind of like, it's one of those things where it's like you kind of knew which way you were going to go. But it's really depending on your personal mentality. Because it's like I've seen a lot of guys that were good guys kind of fall to the wayside trying to be something that wasn't them. And next thing you know, they got a felony and they're in the system, man. They kind of get stuck. You know what I'm saying? But you think about it, you could think about the amount of people that you've seen, that you've grown up with, especially just knowing the school that you went to in the city. It's like, I know you know guys that were like that kind of got sucked into some dumb stuff, and next thing you know, they're stuck in this lifestyle. You know what I mean? Just because they took a lesson the wrong way. Instead of learning from someone else's mistake, they fell into it. And that's something we have to kind of put into each other and put into our children to learn from the people around us, the good and the bad.
But hold up, though. When you said that, that just kind of made me think about something, because I don't know. I think it might be heard him say, Kanye West, where he said something to the effect of, where I'm from, the dope boys are the track stars.
Yep.
But, like, to me, that's saying that, like, these dudes was the role models, right? Like, in the hood, you feel me, and coming where we come from, it's one of those situations where, you know, the vast majority of our people come from, those people are the role models. Like, that's the dude you want to be like, because he got the women, and, like, let's keep it extra funky. Mostly everything dudes do, you know, is definitely to impress women. So he got the fly gear, he's stunting, you know what I'm saying? He got the whip. You know what I'm saying? Whip game proper. you know what I'm saying, a young lady. And so these dudes was like the role models. You feel me? Like, these was the dudes that, like, people looked up to and thought, like, that was the way to live. Like, that, and that's how I should live. That's what I want for my life. Like, I want to be like him, not like the brother that, you know, let's say, I don't know, went off to trade school and became a plumber and, you know, graduated from you know, that trade program with no student debt and, you know, doing this thing, making good money, or the electrician or what have you. And so I guess what's your thoughts on that, man? Because for me, I think that's extremely problematic. And I've never really been able to figure out how to break that cycle, and I don't think anybody has, or we would be in a much different place overall. But what do you think, or how do you feel about the fact that the grown men that our brothers see on a daily basis is and are the dope boys, and they view them as the track, you know what I'm saying, as the track stars, as the Donald Trumps of the hood, as the, you know, insert famous rich person of our neighborhood. You feel what I'm saying? So where do you come out on that, man?
The negative parts of black culture are largely just the glorification of ignorance, man. And that's from generations of whitewashing. So when you see someone, no matter how they get it, they have a little bit of something, you fall in love with it and you glorify it. And no matter how degrading it is to any other part of our culture, we love it. That's why movies about pimps, the whole, like, all that stuff was cool to us. You know what I'm saying? People made pimps seem like it was the coolest thing to be. It's like, we come from a culture where a lot of that stuff is, those are the images that we all want to be. Guys used to grow up, man, I can't wait to be a pimp. Man, this pimp is too strong. You know what I'm saying? It's like, that's how people are. You know what I'm saying? It's like, and it's all about degrading women, especially our women, and glorifying being an overly sexual being. You know what I'm saying? There's nothing positive or good about that. And that's the type of stuff that this happens within, unfortunately, within our music and the rest of our culture, man. That's why the dope boy was always a track star. It's like, dude, because he had the fresh car, he had the fresh chicks, and we just thought that was cool because no one else was doing anything. The regular guy going to work every day, being the mechanic, coming home every night, he smelled. You know what I'm saying? The guy that was that was trapping all day, he went in the trap house clean. He left out the trap house clean. You know what I'm saying? It's like, those were the things that we thought were cool. And it's one of those things, man. It's like, we have to, that's where it's like, it's up to our generation, man. Because we're the ones that truly have the information, as opposed to guys that came before us, man. It's like, they were kind of like just stuck in the system. They were kind of stuck in the sauce. They didn't have the opportunity to self-educate, to kind of learn from the people around them the way we have. That's why it's up to us to kind of be the mentors and be the leaders and be the role models that we didn't have. You know what I'm saying? Because it's really kind of crazy when you think about it, man, because I'm just thinking about it now. I just know so many good dudes that could never get any further than off the block because they didn't know any better. You know what I'm saying? They just didn't have any other alternatives. You know what I'm saying? It's like, it's crazy just thinking about it. But when you come from a culture where the negatives are glorified, the negatives are what you want to do, it creates an awful cycle, and that's the cycle we're stuck with now.
Yeah, and it's funny that you say that, because so one of my biggest pet peeves, and it falls right in line, and it was kind of along the lines when I was thinking about, you know, kind of things to address in this role model topic. One of my biggest pet peeves, probably top two, I would say, it's at the top of my list, man, is when college-educated black men in particular, and women, though, because women, like the, you know what I'm saying, like the sisters fall right in line, but go away to school, right? Get this high-quality education that you pay, you know, 50 bands for, 100 bands, going to be spending the rest of your life paying it off unless you got on that Obama payoff plan and you work for a nonprofit, then you get 2 years off it. Shout out.
Bruh.
Shout out to President Obama for that, man. I appreciate you. But unless you got out, unless you know what I'm saying, like, in that situation, you are basically our brothers and sisters. Come home and act like they never went to college. And what I mean by that is when you interact with them, everything is still like they fresh off the block. Every other word out their mouth is profanity. Every post that they, every is a broad, you know, painting with a broad brush. But a vast majority of the posts that they post on social media is negative, is N-bombs all over the place, it's fight videos, it's World Star, it's all of this silly stuff that they ultimately fought to get away from to come back to make better, but yet still they find a way to regress and stay in that, like, almost like that second childhood. And that's something that burns me up. Like, I don't understand it. If you went away and got better, why would you come back and act like you didn't get better and be that example for the young brothers and sisters to show them that if they, you know, go away, obtain a few things, learn, get some knowledge, figure out how they can help our people out and bring that back to the people, there's nothing wrong with that. But our college-educated people, and I'm talking about cats with masters and PhDs, coming back and acting like they got, you know what I'm saying, like they dropped out of high school in the ninth grade or something. And to me, that's like the true tragedy. And I guess, you know, where do you come out on that? Because I know you see it, because it's everywhere. And it's our, we got some of the same friends that we follow on these social networks. And so I know you see it. And that burns me up, because it feels like people purposefully neglect their responsibility, because when you know that you have this responsibility, then you have to act on it. But when you can act like the responsibility isn't there and be oblivious to it, then you don't feel the need to act on it.
Because, bro, you know where that comes from, though? That's like a direct result of generations of self-hate. You know what I'm saying? You get these things, you get this education, but mentally you're still not where your so-called degrees would put you. You know what I'm saying? It's like you go back into the norm. You fall back into what people expect you to be or what society expects you to be. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, you've acquired these degrees. You're good at sitting down and learning and retaining information and putting it on paper. You do that well enough to pass these courses. You get these degrees, but you haven't mentally developed past what society has put you in. The box society has put you in has you thinking, no, you know what? I got these degrees, but I'm still a goon, though. No, you're not. The moment you hit campus, you lose all street cred.
Right. You're not a goon, bro.
The moment you take a class, the moment you get the orientation, any goonisms, any street cred you had, it's out the window, bro.
It's gone, like, bro. So, it's gone.
Let that go.
But cats won't accept it, though.
Everybody want to keep that so-called fake, keep it real thing. Everybody wants to do that, and that's not what it is, man. It's like recognize where you are in your life and use that to help your people, and that's where so many of us fall short. It's like you have to realize, like, yo, you might not be perfect. You might not even be where you want to be, but you know what? You're better than you're doing something. You're progressing at a level faster than most of your peers. You know what I'm saying? Recognize where you are and help. Recognize where you are and be an example. Because, like I said, we know dudes like this, man, that are like super intelligent. They're book smart, but when it comes to real life, they just kind of fall to the wayside. They want to be ignorant. They want to try to put on a facade. They be thinking, you know what I'm saying? It's like they get that thing in their head that, y'all, man, no, man, this is who I really am. No, it's not, man. You're the guy that was sitting there taking classes, man. You passed, you killed, you crushed the G, what is that, the GMAT. You killed the GMAT.
Right.
You're not a goon. It's like,
right. how are you a goon and you passing the MCAT?
Bruh, if you can sit and take a 4-hour test, you can't do nothing. You're not a goon.
Right. No, you're not goon status. You're not a goon,
no,
bro.
No goons taking a 4-hour test. Not at all. But but man, honestly, like I said, man, it just goes from generations of self hate, man. And that's where the whole knowing thyself, knowing your culture, and knowing who you are individually within your culture helps you kind of define that and get the pride to shake that, man. And that's why people always want to kind of knock, like, oh, man, all these dudes want to feed us this history. But the thing is, dude, when you get history, when you learn history, when you research your history, it's empowering. And I'm always going to say that. It's empowering. And when you see that people before you have done these things, it does inspire you. You know what I'm saying? It makes you want to say, hey, man, if they can do it, I can do it. You know what I'm saying? It's like, why can't I do it? And that's why I'm always on my whole, like, yo, man, I'm a supreme being because I can do whatever I want. My mind will allow me to do whatever I want. It's
that's
like, I'm convinced. You know what I'm saying? I'm sold on that.
I'm about to throw a curveball at you, though, bro. Instead of the solutions, man, I want to do this. I want to talk about a person that was a role model. And if you can come up with one, that'd be dope. If not, you can use your solution in typical TNJ radio form. But we vulnerable dudes, man. We real brothers out here. And I feel like it's only natural that, you know what I'm saying, like we keep an extra 100 with y'all and we not on here trying to be tough guys. And real quick, man, a dude that was a role model to me, and he probably don't know it, I ain't seen my man since 1998, real talk. But shout out to my dude, Mr. Roselle White, man, from Cody High School. He was like a counselor or something, but he wasn't a counselor. He kind of, I don't know what he was, man, actually, but he worked with us, and he was the dude that got me to go to college, bro. He was like, man, Travis, you a smart dude. We always used to hang out in his office. And then one day he was like, man, I just want to, I know you really ain't thinking about going to college, but just go on this college tour with me and see what you think. And I'm like, man, I ain't trying to do that, whatever, whatever. He like, man, I know, but just go on this college tour. So I went on one college tour. I took one trip to a school throughout my college career. That was the Central Michigan University. I went up there, had an absolute ball, and applied and got accepted on the spot when I went up there. And that's the only reason I went to college. So my man was a true role model. Shout out to Mr. White. Wells, if you got a role model you want to shout out, man, you know, feel free to do so, bro. Or you can do your solution however you want to get it in, my man.
It's a dude both of us know, man. You knew him before me. My AD, Antonio Riggs. Dude is the funniest, coolest dude ever. My AD gave me the best advice ever, man.
Shout out to
my AD Tone, man. That's my guy. We had just crossed, man, and I was mulling taking this internship at Disney. Disney, for me, taking an internship at Disney opened up so many other doors for me as far as shaking the shackles and the fear of leaving the state of Michigan. You know what I'm saying? That tour, that trip, that 4 months that I was working there for that internship opened me up, man. It showed me that I can be me on a different scale. You know what I'm saying? It showed me that my skills travel, that my personality, I wasn't just good on campus. I wasn't just good in my hood. I was good everywhere. You know what I'm saying?
Word,
it showed me, kind of gave me that confidence in my skill set. And I was shook to go. I was like, man, I don't know if I really want to do it. They gave me, hey, D said, what's your got to do, cuz? You might as well go. You know, the tone voice. That's the way it is. I was like, all right, I'm out. I was like,
sounds just like him.
Then my AD, man, he lit that fire under me. I was like, yo, man, I can do this. Why can't I? And that was just huge to me. It's like little moments that kind of just motivate you and inspire you. And it's like Tone just gave me that moment where I just needed it. You know what I'm saying? That kick in the butt. Like, yo, you can go do this, man. And if you know me, I've been traveling and moving ever since. You know what I'm saying? It's like I haven't, well, DMV is the only place I've lived consistently now. You know what I'm saying? Ever since the Disney trip, I've lived literally somewhere else probably every 2 years. You know what I'm saying? It's like that's something that I give him full credit for.
Word. As y'all know, TNJ Radio, solution-based radio, you can catch us every Wednesday, 6:30 p.m. And as you know, God is love. Peace.